This is The Takeaway. I'm Femi OK.
And I'm John Hockenberry. What day of the week is it?
Thursday.
See, there's two kinds of doctors.
Thursday.
How? Oh.
Thursday.
People come in here and they're sick.
Thursday.
I thought I was going to be sick.
Thursday.
Keep your head down.
Thursday.
You've done a great thing.
Thursday.
I know a lot of us never actually thought this day would come.
The ER finale event.
Yes, it's Thursday, and tonight, ER comes to an end after 15 years in the emergency room. That's a long, long wait. Here to talk about it is Angel Cohen, who's senior editor of Television Without Pity, one of NBC Universal's more profitable properties, I would think, at this point, Angel.
The website star is doing pretty well at this point.
Exactly.
So, knock on wood.
Soon you'll be running GE, I think. So ER ends tonight. It's not simply the ending of a series. It's the ending of a certain kind of television that might not be repeated again. Explain.
This show really sort of brought about a change in the sort of typical medical drama from sort of focusing very heavy on specifically characters and, the soapy aspects that you get with like a Grey's Anatomy now. But this really focused on the medicine and sort of the patients a little bit more, which was a nice change up from Chicago Hope and St. Elsewhere. Which
and all doctors weren't heroes like Chad Everett Medical Center, which is, from eons ago, where all the Marcus Welby, MD,
right, exactly.
Where the doctors were the heroes. These were doctors filled with all kinds of problems and
right,
things.
It started out with a nurse committing suicide or attempting to commit suicide because of a breakup with a bad boyfriend. So,
an idea in a drawer of Michael Crichton's became one of the most profitable television shows in history and the training ground for all kinds of actors.
Right.
Name some.
Some that started, Julianne Margulies, George Clooney, Noah Wiley. I had never even heard of this fresh-faced little kid when he started on the show 15 years ago. Now he's making movies, and he's sort of the draw for tonight's final episode.
Why will ER not be created again, do you think?
I think it's hard to sort of get that, new, fresh ensemble cast on, and pitch that to a big network and actually get them to go with it. They sort of need a name or something like that to go with it. And Michael Crichton at the time, his name on this small project, it was a big deal. Coming off the success of Jurassic Park and his books being bestsellers.
And the economics have changed. Yesterday USA Today had a front page story talking about how stars have to take pay cuts.
Right.
The scripted series, particularly dramatic series, are too expensive to do in the day of Leno at 10 o'clock.
Right, especially with a large ensemble cast like ER has. It's very difficult to figure out the budgets and the economics and produce 22 episodes a year.
But is that to say that the ERs of the world go to HBO and cable?
It's possible, but they're looking for a little edgier fare on the cable
right.
networks. I don't know that ER is necessarily edgy. It's just sort of good storytelling, or most of the time it's good storytelling.
Are you a fan?
I am. I've been watching the show for 15 years. There was a time in the middle there where I nearly quit a couple times.
Yeah, they jumped the shark about 5 years ago.
About 5 years ago, yeah. After sort of the main characters left and they kept... It became Abby beat up on her every single week. Let's find out what horrible thing we can do to her this week.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go to Africa every other week, which was a nice story once, but not for an entire season that's set in a Chicago hospital.
And it seemed when they would do the promos that an asteroid was going to hit
every
in the
time.
Next season. Every single time, yes, indeed. Well, ER leaves us tonight. Angel Cohen, senior editor of Television Without Pity, thanks so much.
Thank you.